Well, a few moments ago, I asked you how you feel about poetry and whether you enjoy hearing original words that have been written by people who maybe you haven't met yet, or maybe you know the students that we have with us today. If you're a family member or friend tuned in, feel free to comment and provide encouragement by texting us at 412-200-5975. All of our students are from Manchester Academic Charter School. And before we share any poems, let's meet everybody, and we're just going to go right around. And I'll let you please introduce yourself. If you have any shout-outs, feel free, and I'll let you start.
My name is Jemiah Foster.
And how old are you?
12.
And anybody you'd like to say hello to or give a shout-out to that might be tuned in?
Oh, no.
What neighborhood do you live in?
Just north side.
North side. And let's meet who's sitting there on your left. Hello.
Hi. My name is Markia Proctor.
Markia.
Proctor.
Nice to meet you. And what grade are you in?
Seventh.
Everybody's in seventh except, is anybody in eighth grade? Okay, we have some eighth graders here too. Any shout outs or hellos? Just jump in if you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening. Dada. Okay. And you are?
Damien.
And Damien, I forgot to ask you what neighborhood you live in.
West side.
West side. And Damien, what neighborhood do you live in?
Manchester.
And anybody to say hello to at all?
Hi, Mom.
You're in eighth grade. Hi, Mom. That's a good to get Mom in there. And you are?
My name's Eric.
Hey, Eric. Anybody to say hello to?
No.
Nobody in your neighborhood?
South side.
And one more person we're going to say hello to, who's Trey. Hey, Trey.
My name's Trey, and I'm 12 years old. I live in Manchester.
Anybody to say hello to at all?
Hi, Mom.
Yep, just got to get Mom in there, which is good. Now, you've all written poems, and can anybody tell me about, before you read your own poems, how all did you come up with these poems, and what was the method that you used to write these? Was it part of a school assignment, Trey?
We had a class called Art of Lyric, and our teacher is Miss Knight. And my partner was Khalil Tucker. And we had two different poems, and we combined them to make them better. But today he can't be here,
so
we'll be doing it alone.
So did you all work in pairs? Okay, that you did, but did you all work alone or in pairs?
Alone.
Everybody alone. And the art of lyric. How is a lyric different than a poem? Is it similar?
It's very similar.
Yeah, I think of a lyric being part of a song usually. Was it hard to write? How did you feel when you were writing?
No, it wasn't hard to write. You just write what's on your mind. And what you're feeling.
Well, that's good. I think sometimes it's hard to know what's on your mind. Did anybody, when you wrote your poem, were you surprised at what came out as you started to write it? Did it ever happen that you started writing about something you didn't think you were going to write about? No? So all pretty much what you expected. Well, let's listen to your poems. And I think Damien is going to go first. Do I have the order correct? So, Damien, what's the name of your poem?
Where Are You?
Where Are You? And whenever you're ready, go ahead. Come a little bit closer so we can be sure that we hear you. And this is Damien.
My house is so quiet. There's nothing to hear. I wake up every morning knowing that you're not there. What is going on? I wouldn't just make you disappear. Where are you? I grab my guitar. Could I sing you a song? But I remind myself, you're not there. You're not there. You're gone. You left and took my love. That's how it's sounding. You put me under pressure, underwater. Baby, I'm drowning. The look on my face, you see I'm sad. I'm frowning. Where are you? Remember the 18 years I had to go through? So rough, so sad. You taking my kids with you? Just come home so I can see you one more time. I want to hear that beautiful voice. Speak up. Let it shine. But I can't. I don't have the chance to. I'm looking around. I'm searching. So where are you?
That's absolutely beautiful. Well done. Did you have a person in mind when you wrote that?
No, it just came on the top of my head.
It sounds like it would make a good song. Were you thinking that it might be a good song? Maybe I could hear somebody singing that.
Yeah, I thought of that.
What other things do you like to do? I'm assuming you like to write because you're so good at it. What else do you like to do for fun?
Play football and basketball.
And do you like to write?
Sometimes.
Are there other types of things that you've written?
No, just poems.
Well, great. I hope you'll keep it up, Damian. You sounded terrific. Now, Jemiah is next, and let's learn the name of your poem.
It's called Stereotypes.
Stereotypes. When you're ready, here's okay. Jemiah.
Stereotypes. Living a life with all the hype, getting Skype because I'm black or I'm white. Stereotypes. Living in a place where they judge my face because I'm such a disgrace. Stereotypes. Judging my voice because I'm black, you think I can't make noise. Stereotypes. Living it, hanging, but you think I'm gangbanging. Don't understand what you're saying, but now you're pistol swinging. Stereotypes. Just walking in the street, hear the sound of my feet, but now you're yelling at me when you speak. Stereotypes, just walking in the store, but you think I want more than what I asked for. Stereotypes, gripping your purse, because when you see my face, you think I'm way worse. Stereotypes, you think I'm living in a box, because the way I walk and the way I talk. Stereotypes, judging my mistakes, still got to do what it takes, won't stop till it makes. But stereotypes are everywhere, so who cares? No stereotypes.
Boy, that's a courageous poem to write. I'm sure, have you experienced people stereotyping? I mean, it happens all the time, I think.
Yes.
That's a great answer to that. And hopefully it's a good tool to use. I just think about so many ways that people judge other people. And how terrible it is. Just you're walking down the street or you're in a store and somebody's looking at you. That had to feel pretty good to write that, I would imagine. Did it?
Yeah.
What else do you like to do, Jemiah?
I like to draw.
And have you thought of illustrating a poem or illustrating something you wrote?
No, I usually just write it.
Yeah, I think it could be neat to combine those things. Have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older?
A nurse.
A nurse. I could see that because you have a lot of empathy just, you know, based on the poem you shared. Next up, and these are students from Manchester Academic Charter School. Next up, I believe we have Eric who's going to share his poem. Eric, what's the name of yours?
My Life.
Say it again.
My Life.
Okay, whenever you're ready, please go ahead.
I've been looking for some peace, but can't find the answers. Just lost my uncle, he up in heaven. Liver cancer. My uncle William just died and it made me cry. RIP to my uncle, this is real life. Mike Brown was shot down and went to war about it. This happens every day in my hood, they just don't talk about it. Plus my cousin on parole, one foot in the pen, other one out the door, you know how that go. Too many people calling my line. Just lost my friend Chris, they keep on dying.
That was nice. Chris, is that true?
Yes.
Tell me about Chris, can you?
Yes. Chris was one of my friends. He died in November, and he was a good friend.
My sympathy to you. How old was he?
13.
I'm sorry to hear that. Eric, thank you for sharing that. Is it hard to write with that kind of rhythm and, you know, to be able to get sort of the hip-hop feel to do that, or does that come pretty naturally to you?
It comes pretty natural.
Do you say it and work it out saying it before you write it, or do you write it? Yeah, that's something I've always wanted to try because having played drums and having a pretty good sense of rhythm, but I usually get lost in trying to write it first, and probably saying it first makes sense. It looks like you brought did you bring a second poem with you too?
Yes.
Would you like to share that also?
Sure.
I'd love to hear that. Here's Eric again, and you're in seventh as well?
Yes.
Seventh grade at Manchester Academic Charter School.
Yes.
And this is called Love?
Yes.
Okay, let's hear that one.
Love, what I can't seem to find, you might think that you have it, but that person has something else in mind. Love, you thought that you had it, but that's not true. Only your mom and your dad really love you. Love, it's all a dream. Only your mom will be your only black queen.
Mm, that's nice. Has your mom heard that?
No, not yet.
No, she's going to love that. That would be a nice Valentine's poem. She may have heard it if she's tuned in, but you're a great writer. Have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older?
Yes, I want to be a hip-hop artist.
Yeah, you have the stuff for it. Thanks, Eric. Next up, we have Trey, who is going to share a poem. Trey, what's the name of yours?
My name of my poem is Stressed Out.
Stressed Out. These are all pretty relatable for one reason or another. Go ahead.
The life of a 12-year-old is stressful enough. The transition to man, but not trying to be tough. My brain filled up with negative stuff. African-American males, mostly in cuffs. What do you think when you see a black male? In 10 years, a cellmate in jail? People say not even worth bail. Every time we try, we fail. Raindrop, drop top. Make sure you duck when you see a cop. Run, run after a gun pop. I can't breathe. Please stop. I look on the news, another body drop. You say you like me, but I can't. Then you get angry and go off on a rant. I walk away feeling like I just had a heart transplant. But your world, I can't enchant. Your wish, I can't grant. Why is there so much hate in the world? Wish my childhood was sweet like a candy girl. Just when we get it straight, it has to curl. I want my future bright like a pearl. All young men need a dad as a role model. When they don't, the anger goes full throttle. If I could make one wish with a genie in a bottle, it would be for more people to spread the gospel.
Boy, that's really good. And you were able to sustain that rhyme pattern for a long time. I'm looking there. It looks like you got 8 or 9 stanzas as he went through that. And I'm sure Ms. Knight was really proud of it. Now, is that I could see that being a poem to read, Trey, or one to rap. What did you have in mind with it?
Well, a couple of my friends and I, we make music. So whenever I make a poem, it always has to have that smooth flow.
Nice. Well, that definitely shows. What would you like to be when you get older, if you thought about it?
I want to be a professional baseball player.
Excellent. Do you play now?
Yeah.
And what is your position?
I play all around, but my favorite position is shortstop.
That's a tough one. That was always the one I was most afraid of being asked to play when I was a kid. Well done. Now, we have one more poem to share, and this one is from Markia. And Markia, what's your poem called?
Come Home.
And if you're just joining us, these are students from Manchester Academic Charter School, 7th and 8th grade. They work with Ms. Knight. This is a program that trying to remember, what was the name of it you were saying before, Trey? It's Lyric?
Art of Lyric.
Art of Lyric. And this poem is called Come Home. And you're good and ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
Here is Markia.
Dad, I want you to come back. Since you've been gone, my head to cover all your slack. I'm 12. And I wonder why you date me like that. I'm wondering how my friend's dad are in their life, but mine's has a wife living in another life. Are you going to be here when I graduate? You never showed me love, but a lot of hate. You were never there when I was down. Your mother even thinks you're a clown. Dad, I miss you. I don't know what to do, but I love you. Back to the point. You left me at 2. My mom was asking her sisters what she do, but now I'm through with you. I go to school and it's like I'm locked up in a shell. Don't know who I could call, don't know who I could tell. Dad, you're not there. When I go to sleep, I'm scared. My mom told me don't frown, the haters sure don't got the crown. The only thing you gave me was this last name. You wanted to share that, but you don't want to share this pain. Dad, if you don't come back, it's going to drive me insane. I love you.
Wow. You performed that. You didn't just read that. I love the way you brought that to life. And is that grounded in truth, the poem?
No,
it's not. So why did you decide to write it the way you did?
Because the videos that we was watching, like, brave new voices and things. I saw the things that people go through in real life, and I just wanted to write something that came from somebody else's heart.
That's nice to honor somebody else's voice like that. Do you know what you might like to do when you get older?
I like to be an engineer or a nurse.
Now, you're a caring person, too. You all are great writers, and you read your poems with a lot of courage. It's not the easiest thing to read your own work. Does anybody else have anything they'd like to say, whether it be a shout-out to somebody or just anything else about writing or what this program has been like for you?
Shout-out to our teacher, Miss Knight.
Yeah. What makes Miss Knight such a good teacher?
Because she had her own poem, but she, like, now she performs poems, and she's teaching us to us, so it's giving us opportunities in the world.
Excellent. Well, thanks to all of you for being here today from Manchester Academic Charter School. And keep writing. I hope you'll come back. And if you put your poems to music, too, you're welcome to come and perform them here sometime, too. We'd love to have you.